Vayter in Shas. We are above a Kama Daf Pei Dalet. Picking up on Pei Dalet, five lines down by the two dots. Tanya Yidach, continuing on with discussing the idea of Ayin Tachas Ayin. Reb Shimon Yochai Omer, Ayin Tachas Ayin, eye for an eye. Mammon, it means money. At Omer Mammon, Oyinu Ela Ayin Mamish. Maybe it means actually the eye. You take it the person's eye. Harei Shai Yasuma Vesime. Well, says Gemara, hold on a second, that can't be, because if you have a blind person who blinds someone, kiteh v'kiteh, someone who doesn't have a hand, and it goes and takes up someone else's, chiger, somebody can't walk well, is crippled, and they do this to somebody else, how am I going to uphold this idea of an eye for an eye, if they're not able to actually have that happen to them? There should be one din for everyone, someone's equal to all. So therefore it can't mean literal, because maybe you won't have the ability of having it happen to you. Therefore, it has to be mamon. Amri, my coach, this is more not a raya. Because what exactly is your kasha? Dilma hechad afshar afshar, hechad al afshar lo afshar. When you're able to do it, you do it. When you're not able to do it, upatunin lay. Therefore, the person's going to be putter. Tilote machik. Because if you don't say that, then treifah sharkas ashalim mayavtinin lay. A treifah, that means a person who's basically on his way to die, and he goes ahead. Rashi says ha gavah katilahu v'hava lay edus. This person is considered like a dead man walking, and it's type of testimony that you're not able to be made zomify. You have two people coming and saying that they did something, and then they're not going to happen to them. They went to kill someone who's already considered dead. So himself is part of Hanan Shafin and Sanhedrin. So, what are we going to do to him? Therefore, we're going to pater. Therefore, this is not a raya that eye for an eye means cash money. The very small tana that Amar Krovi said in the pasuk, "Kain yinasein bo, so shall be brought upon him." Vein the sina in a mamun, and the lashon of the sina is the lashon of mamun, to go and give. Is that of Kashmani. Alameata Frakta Gamar Kashayitin Mumba Adam Hakanami the Mamanhu. When it says that a person should give a wound to a person, that's also talking about Kashmani, it's talking about money. It's clearly not talking about that. So therefore this also when it says that Kain Yinasin Bo, who says it's money, rather it should be that actually you do to him what he had done. Amri says the Gamar, it's very small, Kroy Yisir Darshi. They dashed it from the extra words in the Pasuk. Michti. It says in the pasuk, the pasuk right before it, if a man gives a wound to his friend as he did, that's what's done to him. So we see the idea that he gets actual, you know, whatever mum he gives, he has to get to himself. Why does it have to be the right afterwards? It says, so too be given upon him. We learn from here that it's mum, and others you wouldn't have had to say it again. Why do I need the pus in that same pasuk to say, and one shall give a wound on a person? It says, no. I did the boy Michtav Kain Yinasin Bo, because of Nami Kashayitin Mumba Adam. They had to write that, otherwise the sentence structure wouldn't make sense. The Rabbi Chiyatana Amar Kra. It says in the pasuk, Yad Biyad. A hand for a hand. Davar hanitin miyad liyad. Something which is given from one hand to another. My neil, what's that? Mamon, cash money, cash. Elameat money. Elameata, regal beregal, nami hachiu. So when it says regal regal, which is in the same pasuk, you want to explain it to being the same thing, cash money? But why would you repeat yourself? You wouldn't need to do such a thing. So that doesn't make no sense. And furthermore, obviously, you're not giving from foot to foot. When it comes to money, yad, that hand-to-hand is money, but foot-to-foot, who gives money with your foot? And therefore, it must be that yad-yad doesn't mean that either. Amri, devir b'chia, is darshaning on the extra words that's going on. Michti, ksiv asisim lo kasher zom lasos achiv. Do to him that which he tried to do with his friend. That says Eidim Zomman. Isa kadaitach mamish means literal. You cut off a hand, so you cut off his hand. Yad biyad lamali. What do I have to say? Yad biyad. Well, therefore, what do we see? It must be mamon. Because just say the words, do to him that which he did. Why are you saying yad biyad? That's not necessary. It must be coming, telling you hand to hand. Regal regal, at least what do we learn from regal regal? Foot to foot. I do say yad biyad because of nami regal regal. No, once it's short. One thing, so finish off with the other. But in a chinami, it's not teaching you anything different per se. Abaye yomer, another raya that's going to be cash money. Asya Midatani Devei Chizkia. It's learned that from that which Chizkia taught. The Tani Devei Chizkia. Ayin Tachazayin, Nefesh Tachaznefesh. Velo Nefesh Ve'ayin Tachazayin. So it's an eye for an eye, Nefesh Tachaznefesh, a soul for a soul. But, which means, but not Velo Nefesh Ve'ayin, not a life and an eye for an eye. If you thought that mamish means literal, you take out somebody's eye, God forbid, then your eye is taken out, then zimnim demishkachis la'ayin v'nefesh tachazayin. There will be times when you'll find that there will be an eye and a life were taken just for an eye. The bahadi the avir lay nafkalin nishmasay, because at the time when it's taken out his eye, he ends up dying. And you can't have that happening. Therefore, it's got to be, it means money. My kusha, what's your kasha? Maybe we go ahead and we evaluate and see how the guy's doing. If he's able to handle it and be blinded, we do it. If he's not able to do it, love him, then we don't do it to him. And even if we find that he's able to go and to deal with, you know, physically handle being blind, and we did it, and he ended up dying, if he dies, seder, let him die. That's not something that we planned for, and therefore we're off talk for him. Milo tanan gabi malchus, don't we learn this by malchus, and mesachas makas, that amdua meis tachas yado, let's say they evaluate the person who's supposed to get malchus. We know a person gets 39 malchus, but malchus person can't really handle 39. So they get like 3, 4, 5, let's say they evaluate in between each one, they see he's able to handle, and then he ends up dying. Potter, the person who does that is going to be off the hook. So same thing over here, therefore you don't have a rye over here, that it means cash money. Rav Zid Mishet the Rabbi Amar, let's try again. Amar Kra Petzet Achas Potzet. The Potzet says, a wound for a wound. Litein Tsar B'mkom Nezek. To tell you that there's pain even where there's Nezek. Says Rashi, even though a person has to pay for the pain that a person is going through, he also has to pay for, let's say it again. Let me read inside. Rashi says, even though you have to pay the nezek that you cause a person, you even have to pay the tsar. And there's extra. The hak siv kviya tachas kviya lamali petza tachas patza. A kviya chabura. We're going to see a number base. So litin tsar makom nezek visa gadai tachmam. If you thought it meant actually literal, then kihechi de lahai havelei tsar. Just like this person had pain when he got injured, lahai nami is tsar. This one also has that pain when they're gonna give him the same wound. So why does the person also have to pay money for the pain? It's got to mean that what? That it doesn't mean literal, but it means he has to pay for it with money. Meaning, if I, God forbid, cause someone else pain, then I myself have to have pain caused for me. Why is it that the money involved at all? It must be because that it doesn't mean literal getting what they did. So it's going to my kusha. What exactly is your question? Maybe I have someone who's mefunak, some very delicate. He has more pain than usual. There's some people that know that can handle major pain. And therefore, less litzar, he has no pain. L'may nafkamina. So what's the nafkamina? La lacho is going to come out. L'misve le heich de beni. To go and he has to pay up the difference of the pain that he had versus the other person's pain. Therefore, again, you don't have a raya over here that you pay the money. Let's try again. A Republican Shri the Rabbi Amar Kra says in the Pasuk, V'rapo yirape. He shall surely heal him. You have to give refuah on the place of pain. If you thought it meant literal, if I give you pain, you have to give me pain. Just like this guy needs to be healed, the one who's the perpetrator also needs to be healed. Therefore, he shouldn't have to be paying anything. Maybe one has the type of skin that heals quickly and the other one doesn't heal quickly. You just have to pay the money. That's going to be the difference from the person who heals quickly and the one who doesn't. Okay, let's try one last time. Ravashi Amar, Asya Tachas Tachas Mishor. We're learning Gezer Shava Tachas Tachas from an ox. Ksiv Hacha, Ayin Tachas Ayin, instead of here, an eye for an eye. Ksiv Hasam, Shalim, Shalim, Shor Tachas Ashor. You have to pay the Shor Tachas Ashor. Mala Holam, I'm just look over there. It's talking about money. The Pasuk says, and you shall pay. Afkan Mamahir means money as well. My chazas the elf tachas tachas mishor. Who says you should learn tachas tachas from shor? The elf tachas tachas mi Adam. Why don't we learn it the other way from Adam? The chesiv and satan nefesh tachas nefesh. Give a life for a life. Malahol and mamish. And maybe we'll say like just look over there. It means literal. Avkan mamish over here too. When it says ayin tachas ayin, it means literal. If someone goes and murders someone, they themselves are killed. So over here too, they should mean literal, take out the eye. Amri, they say, dan in the zakin, misa. No, because we want to dan damage from damage, right? A person from the animal, and not nizakin from misa, which is the other case. It says, adarabba, dan in adami adam, being dan in adami behema. Man from man, not man from behema. Therefore, we learn out that from the cases that the psukim dealing with murdering, that he should actually lose his eye. Elam Ravashi mitachas asher ina yalifle. We learn it out from the pasuk that says somebody who is involved with a woman who takes a psula, and it says that he has to give the father 50 shekel. Why? Tachas asher ina, because he afflicted her. Adam unizikin zikin zikin. This ends up having both. Adam is zikin zikin, and therefore we see over here it's talking about money. Just go there. It's money you have to pay for the basula to the father. Here too, it means money also. Tanya, we learned in a braisa. Rabbi Lezer Omer, ayin tachazayin mamish. She says, no, it actually means ayin tachazayin. In fact, the Gemara, mamish sekadadach, you really thought that it mean that you literally pull out his eye? Rabbi Lezer, less like kichol hani tanay. He doesn't hold like all this tanay over here that we just spent the whole last day, 2 days on, of dealing that it means actual money. Amar Rabba, lomer shein shamin osokevid. What he means is that we don't evaluate the victim like he was an evid, like he's a slave. So mamish means we look at him mamish as he is now, but not as he is in Evan. That's why I'm Eliyabai. Ela Kaman. So who you want to evaluate him like? Ben Chorin? Ben Chorin means like dummy. Is the Ben Chorin have value? The slave, we know how much you would sell him on the market, but as a free man doesn't have that. So what are you talking about? Elam Ravashi Lomer Shein Shaman Oso Benizak Elabamazik. What it means is we don't evaluate the damage that happened to him, but rather on that which is on the one who got damaged, but rather the damager. Says Rashi, what that means is Elabamazik, that is Eino Shalmazik, the one who's the damager. A guy comes and he pulls out somebody's eye. Reuven pulls out Shimon's eye, so we evaluate Reuven's eye now. Eino Shalmazik, Shemin, and Kamahu Shav, how much is it worth? Limkor Aksav to sell now, Vakamu Yafa below Ayin, how much is without the eye? Vahainu Mamish, Takama Eino Shalmazik, Nishumo Tachas Eino Shal Nizak. Says Gemara, story time, Ahu Chamra, Chamara Dakata Yada Dinuka. There was a donkey that cut off the hand of a kid. Also, the kamei of Papa Bar Shmuel, that came in front of a Papa Bar Shmuel, and he said, "What do we do with this kid? This donkey, the owner of the donkey? How did this happen?" Amalu zilu shumalei arba devarim. Go and work out four different things for the kid. Meaning tzar ripoy shevis boshes. Go take care of that. Amalei Rava. So it says to him, "V'ha anan chamisha tanan." We say there's five. Amalei says, Labar mi nezek amina. He says, do everything but nezek. What do I mean by that? Besides nezek. So you got to pay him all five things. He says, Amalei abayi v'ha chamoru. He says, but it's a donkey. We know that the necessary push of Moses is only if an Adam goes and does it. Not if a donkey does it. So what's going on? Chamoru enu b'sham ila nezek. The only thing he should have to pay, the only thing he pays is nezek. Rashi says, kedamina and reperik beis, Ish ba miso velo shor ba miso. So Amalahu, he said to them, Zilu shumalei niska. Oh, so go evaluate the damage. Like he thought that what he was talking about is that the actual donkey driver damaged him. He didn't realize it was the donkey himself. The hawk, after boy lemishaime. First, we need to evaluate the kid like a slave. Amalahu, he says, Zilu shaimu kavda. So go do that. Amalahu, avu dinuka. So the father of the kid said, Lo beina. I don't want to, you know, judge my kid like a slave, the zila be milsa, because this is like this is very degrading to do such a thing. Amalahu, so they said to him, v'ha kamechayev le liyanuka. Then you're messing over the kid of getting his money, you know, from this, because the money goes to the kid and not to you. Like we're going to see on Pizam Abiz, ketanim yasalim segula. This stuff actually comes to him, so now he's going to end up losing out. Amalahu, so he said to Amalahu, the father said back, L'chi gadil, when he gets older, I'm going to appease him for my own stuff. In other words, don't worry, I'll give him the money that he lost out. Another story. There was an ox that chewed the hand of a kid. Rashi says, lost the kosas. He chewed it. Also, came to Rava. He said to them, Zilu Shamiru Kav, to go and work him out like a slave, like evaluate how much he is, so that the ox has to pay. Amalui, he says, Vahamar Hudamar, he said, Kol Hanishom Ke'evid. Anyone, any case where one is evaluated like a slave, ain't going to sell Bavel. We don't collect for him in Bavel. Amalui said back to him, Lot Tzvicha de'i tafas. When do we need it? We need it if he grabbed it. I mean, the owner, the ox of the owner, he grabbed it. In that case, you have to know how much he's able to hold on to. Says the Gemara, Rava l'ta'ame. What we said, this idea that the Beis Din and Bavel don't deal with personal injury cases where he has to be worked out like a slave. He goes according to his own logic. Tamar Rava, Niske Shor B'Shor. The injuries of an ox caused by an ox, in this case shorba adam, or the injuries of an ox by a person, govin oso bavel, we collect the value, the money, in bavel. Niske adam ba adam, when it comes to the man to man, niske adam ashore or adam to ashore, ain't govin oso ba bavel, we don't collect the money in bavel, the money of the nezek. Now, my shtan niske adam ba adam, niske adam ashore delo, why is it there you don't? Because Elohim Bayinan, we need to have judges that are really experts, and Valeka, we don't have that in Bavel. That's the reason. Niske Shor B'Shor B'Shor B'Adam Nami. And also the first case that we brought, we shouldn't be able to go into do some work out. Beep, turn the page. Bidam base. Elohim Bayinan Valeka, because you don't have it. Elamayishna Shor B'Shor B'Shor B'Adam was pshat when it comes to an ox and ox. Mayishna Shor B'Shor B'Shor B'Adam. Ox by ox and ox by person, that they do work out those cases. The shlichu sayo kavdinim, because we become like their shlichim. That is, the judge of the Eretz Yisrael allowed us to do it. Midi dahavia odos valvos, just like in cases of money, like when people are moda, they owe something, or loans. Adam 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 ashor nami. So that's the case, and it should be the same thing. Shlichu kavdinim doing the shlichus. Midi dahavia odos valvos. So why don't we judge those cases? Amri, so they said, ki kavdinim shlichu sayo, when they become shlichus for them, shlichim, that's by midi de kimlan begave, in something which we know, but midi lo kimlan begave, but in something that we don't know, that we're not like experts in, we're not clear on, lo v'din shlichu sayo, we're not able to do the shlichus. Why is that? Because when you're dealing with these type of cases, when a person has a personal injury and they have to be appraised, if they appraise the victim to figure out how much it is, that we're not able to go into judge. For example, Amri, but sure, but sure, sure, but Adam Nami lokim lumbegave. We're not certain about that either. So why is he allowed to judge those? Ella pukhazi hecha mizdabne tura bishuka. It's got to be because the amount of nezek in that case is easy to work out. Why? Because just go out and see how much they sell an ox for in the market. Adam ba'adam, the Adam ashor nami. If that's really the case, do the same thing with them. No, puchazi hechem is dabni avdi b'shuka. Ve'od tashlum kefel v'tashlum arbo v'chamisha. And not only that, but in the cases that of your kefel in 4 and 5, the kaitzi, which are set amount and they're known, navich l'husaya, why don't we become their shlichim also? Why don't we deal with those cases in court in Bavel? So says the Gemara, Amri, Kikav, Dina Shechusai, when we become the Shlichus, Bimamona. That's only when it comes to cash money. But Kenasa love Dina Shechusai, but we don't become the Shlichus when it comes to the idea of Kenas. Says Gemara, Adam, Adam, the Mamonahu. What about Adam to Adam, which is straight up Mamon, Navi Shilchasayu, which should become the Shlichas? No, Kikav, Dina Shilchasayu, Bemilsa, the Shichi, things that are common. Adam, Adam, Lo Shichi, that's not a normal case, which where one person is damaging someone else. Lo, Vedina Shilchasayu, we're not their Shlichim. Frakhtigma, what do you mean? Very boshes began the Shchiach. What about the idea of embarrassing somebody and the value of them going down, which is common between people? Rashi says, Pagab, the idea over here, when it's talking about the value going down, it's talking about ones and mafata, someone who seduces a girl. V'hu b'makom nezek, the omdim kama adam rota litein being shifcha besula lebeula la'asiyah la'avdo shesel kos ruach mimenu Amo mamonahu defsa mikhapsam boshislav kenasu shre ein katsuf elafia mavayish from his bayish. So we should become their shlichim for that. Amr, they said hachinami, yeah, in a chinami. The har papa agbe arba mea zuzei leboshes. Or papa would collect 400 zuz for boshes in Bavel. Says Amara, I've all listened to Rav Papa. But no, he doesn't have what to stand on. The shalach of chisel Rav Nachman. Chis sent a question to Rav Nachman about paying for boshes for shalach, and he said to him, Chista, kenasa kom agbis b'bavel. What are you collecting in kenas in Bavel? So you're not able to do that. But again, we're back to our question now about since boshes is something which is shchiach, how come they don't do it in Bavel? So the Gemara says, oh, there's another shtickle over here. Why it's not done in Bavel? Elakiv de shuchusayu b'milso de shchicha v'ispei chesun kiss. It's shchiach and there's chesun kiss. Like in the case of money, if I'm milsa the shchicha v'lesba chesun kiss, but there's no loss of money at it. Inami milsa lo shchicha, or something's not common v'ispei chesun kiss. Love the shuchusayu. We don't have the shchichas hilchas. Hilchach, therefore, Adam be'Adam, when it comes to Adam be'Adam, afagav the isbe chesun kiss, even though there's money, it's loss of, I mean, the one who's the victim is loss of value, kevin the lo shchicha sakam, and lo v'din shuchusayu, went into the shchichas. And boshes, when it comes to embarrassment, afagav the shchicha, even though it's common, kevin the lo shchicha chesun kiss, since there's no loss of money over there, lo v'din shuchusayu, we're not able to pull out to do their shlichas. Now, we come and ask a kasha, something we saw earlier, v'shor b'shor govim b'bavel. When it's a shor b'shor, we do that. V'amar rav v'shor shehizik ain govinus b'bavel. We're not govim b'bavel. Says Gemara, the azik man, who is it being mazik? Yilem d'azik adam. So my area is shor d'azik adam. A few adam shet d'azik adam. We don't dan. Nami ain govinus b'bavel. Al pshita d'azik shor. It means a shor to a shor. V'ketani ain govinus b'bavel. We're not govin b'bavel. But we said that. That's the opposite of what we said a moment ago. Amri hasam b'tam. Rav over there is talking about a tam, which is kenas. Hacha b'mor, but this is talking about a mor, which is, you know, paying up what you got to pay up. Va'iva amr rav ain muad b'bavel. There's no muad in Bavel. How could it be that we're going to work out a case of muad? We can't get to the case of what's considered even a muad in the first place. Amri, they said, da'ayin hasam b'eselahacha. We're talking about a case where it became a muad. Over there in Eretz Yisrael, where they're the experts, and then it came to Bavel, and therefore we do have a muad in Bavel. It's not a normal case. Something that's not common. We don't do their shlichas. We're talking about a case where the Rabbanon of Eretz Yisrael came and they did it over here. They said they warned it over here. What do I care if they came over here and did that? It's still not normal. And you said, that something's not normal. We don't go in, we don't bring out that idea. We're not there shlichem. Ella, rather, kikama Rava, what's Rava talking about? Bishain v'regel. Where that we say that we go and we do collect for the damage to another shore and Bavel. That's talking about Shane and Regel. That's considered word from the very beginning. It brings it back to the beginning of the Masechta over there. Okay, now that is the first part of the Mishnah that's talking about Nezek. Now we move on to Tsar. What's the idea of Tsar? How do you go and work that out? Kavo b'shpudo b'masmor of, let's say someone goes ahead and burns someone with a spit or with a nail, even on the Mishnah, even on his fingernail where there's no wound. You go, you got to pay him. You got to deal with it. Tsar shlo makom Nezek mishtalim man tana. Who's a tana who teaches that pain is paid where there's no physical damage that remains, it's permanent? Who says such a zach? Says Rashi, kimas nisen al tziporno delo apifchase, where it doesn't go down in value. Amarava ben Azai, it's ben Azai. The time was in a brisa. Rabbi Omer, kvia nemer tchila. A burn was first said. Ben Azai amar chabur nemer tchila. So a burn was chabura. Wait, one second. Kavia was mentioned first, but I say chabura nemra tchila. As we're going to see, there's different ways of darshaning a particular pasuk. The pasuk says that there's a kavia tachas kavia, a burn for a burn, a wound for a wound, and a bruise for a bruise. So again, remember, we're trying to figure out over here. that even if there's no damage, it's actual damage, but the person goes through pain, still you're going to have to pay. So he says, the Tanya, Rebbe Omer Kaviya Nemer Tchila, it says Tchila first, burn first, but not Zemer Chabur Nemer Tchila. No, it says bruise first. What do you mean? It says, what it says, it's actually say first. No, Rebbe Savar Kaviya Deles, but Chabur Mashma. That when it says Kaviya, which is burn, it means that there's no bruise that comes along with it. Because Rachmana Chabura, and then it says bruise. Legaluye Allah de Kaviya dis bachavur in ilolo. It's coming to teach you that a burn, if a bruise comes along with it, then you have to your chai, but if not, then not. Ubenaze Savar, no, Kaviya de isba chabura mashma. When it says burn, it means that there's a bruise that comes with it. Kasrachona chabura, then it goes and wrote chabura de leguli Allah de Kaviya de lesba chabura. To reveal about a burn that there's no bruise that comes along with the burn. So now said the Gemara, Maskavra, Papa, Adrab, it's the opposite. If Chumastaba, you could say exactly the opposite makes more sense. Rabbi Omer Kaviya Nemer Tchila, that burn says first, Savar Kaviya de Isma Chabura Mashma, it's a burn that has a bruise with it. Kazachmana Chabura, therefore Chabura de Laguli de Allah de Kaviya, to reveal about a burn which was said first, and the Pasuk means just the burn. The Lesma Chabura, there's no Chabura with it. Benaz Yemer Chabura Nemer Tchila, that it says the word Chabura first, Savar he holds, Kaviya de Lesma Chabura Mashma, that the word burn is implying that there's no bruise that's coming along with it, because therefore it says chabura leguliy Allah de kviya, to reveal to us about a burn, de isba chabura in, if there's a chabura with it, then yes, and if not, ilo lo, va'amaskana kaimi, therefore there are two statements, these two shtiklach, are based on the maskana of the pasuk, each one, how they learn it. Inami. Another way we understood this was, everyone holds that kaviya burn is whether there is a chabur or not. In this case over here, beep, turn the page. Pei hey, bichlal uprat hamru chakum zemizekamethgi. It's a machlokas of a klal prat that are far from one another. That they're not right next to each other. Rebbe Savar ain't done it as a klal prat. We don't done it as a klal prat, and therefore one is going to be chayav for pain, whether there was a wound or not. Ubenazay Savar done it as a klal prat. We do done it with klal prat, and therefore limiting the chiyav of tsar to a case where there is actually a chabura that happens, a wound. V'chitei machabura la Rebbe lamali. And when I say according to Rebbe, what is the word chabura coming to teach me? Lidamim yaseir, and we could say it's coming for to teach that there's going to be a chiyuv to pay extra money if it causes damage and pain. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.